If any author could be described as prolific, it's probably Stephen King. 36 of his novels have made it onto the New York Times bestseller list, including 3 in the past year. Our book reviewer, Scott Southard, gives us his opinion of King's latest novel, Revival.
I never got the whole Stephen King thing. Growing up in the 80s, it was impossible to avoid him. Everyone seemed obsessed with King's books, and a new one seemed to hit the shelves each month. Of course, it wasn't just the literary world. There was also always a new television miniseries or film in the works, too. Stephen King was everywhere. The times I've read his work in the past, I've usually walked away wondering exactly what all the fuss was about. His main characters always felt like variations of the author, and every novel began the same predictable way. We open on some small, idyllic New England town where a strange little mystery with horrific undertones has begun to unfold. But what was always most disappointing about King's novels for me was the endings. They just never seemed to live up to the terror felt by the characters during the first 3 quarters of the book. It was like being promised a great meal and then being taken to McDonald's. Revival is Stephen King's latest novel, and it begins exactly how you'd expect. The main character in his picturesque small New England town in the 1960s could have been plucked from any of King's other books. What makes Revival stand out is Reverend Charles Jacobs, the new minister in town. Jacobs is easily the most fascinating character I've read by King in quite some time. He is obsessed with electricity, and after the devastating death of his family, this obsession takes him to some very dark places. He is a mix of Dr. Frankenstein and a television preacher, and it's a shame he isn't the main character. For the 50 decades Revival covers, he is only on the periphery, making an occasional appearance. Instead, we follow the life of Jamie Morton, a rock musician who has spent years battling a drug addiction. With another author or another novel, Jamie would have been enough, but not with an interesting character like Reverend Jacobs around. The biggest disappointment for me with Revival, though, is, not surprisingly, the ending. Without ruining anything, the book's finale borrows heavily from the dark writing of another master of horror, H.P. Lovecraft. And as hard as King tries to incorporate this monstrous twist in the rest of the tale, it feels like a different book entirely. It left me wondering what the previous 400 pages filled with Jamie's adventures were for. Even diehard King fans were probably left scratching their heads at the end of this novel. Despite my own misgivings, Revival is sure to be another success. I think one of the reasons Stephen King has remained so popular is that his voice is so conversational. His prose is never challenging or overly poetic, and what I complain about as repetitive, for others may feel like comfort, like revisiting a friend you had missed. Of course, there is a chance this friend might be hiding a hatchet behind his back. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.
And Scott Southard's novel, Permanent Spring Showers, was just released today, published by Five Prints Books. It can be found on any online retailer. More information and his writing can be found on his site, The Musings and Artful Blunders of Scott D. Southard, at sdsouthard.com.